something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Maiduguri, off Dambor Road, opposite CBN Quarters, beside NNPC Depot, Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., and Fridays, 5 p.m. for prayer meetings. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-571-4362. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. This is a continuation of the message, an inheritance for you.
Hallelujah.
We're talking about the inheritance. Would you turn again to the Galatians, the third chapter, book of Galatians. You want to understand God's logical reasonings, it's good for you to study the books of Romans and Galatians. You find the Holy Ghost turns into a lawyer right there. Wow. Third chapter, book of Galatians, now I'm reading from verse 27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Now, hey, I want us to go back to the 16th verse, something I told you to mark earlier on. I don't want you to miss this. 16th verse again. Now to Abraham and his seed where the promise is made, he said, not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Now, Paul tells us by the Holy Spirit here that the promises that were made to Abraham were actually made to Christ. They were made to Christ. He's telling us here in the 16th verse of the third chapter of the book of Galatians that Christ is the one referred to as the seed of Abraham. In other words, he's saying to us, make no mistakes about it. The seed of Abraham that he's talking about is not Isaac. The seed of Abraham that the Lord refers to is not Jacob. Because it doesn't tell us seeds as of many. Because we found out that he transferred it from Isaac to Jacob and from Jacob to the 12. So he says, he's not talking about all of those patriarchs. The promises that were made to Abraham and to his seed were made to Christ. And then we find something more striking here. He doesn't say to Jesus. Did you notice that? Go back there, 16th verse. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said, not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed which is Christ. Now, understanding these things we're sharing today will make a great difference for you. It'll affect the rest of your life. How you're going to go in your life, whether onwards, upwards, always, or sometimes up and sometimes down. Whether that's the life you're going to live, sometimes up and sometimes down, sometimes successful, sometimes defeated. If that's the life you're going to live, or you're going to know victory, a life of victory only, a life of success only, is that how you're going to live? Hallelujah. How are you going to live? Are you going to live a life of health always? Are you going to sometimes healthy, sometimes sick? Are you going to be that man or woman who's always healthy? And then the day you find some symptoms in your body, instead of saying, well, I knew one day, well, you can't always be healthy all the time. No! You said this is Abraham's seed? Every symptom of sickness, go! And it's got to go. The reason it goes is not because you're so loud when you speak. The reason it's got to go is not because you are insisting. The reason it's got to go is because you're a man or a woman who knows your authority in Christ Jesus. You're not guessing, you're not assuming, you just know it. And you're using it. Hallelujah. And to that seed which is Christ, Christ, Christ. Hey, 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 glory. Hi, ya, ha, 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 ha. From verse 27. Hey, hey, hey. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, this is beautiful. Verse 27. See, 27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ. Have you been baptized into Christ? When you are born again, you are baptized into Christ. The Bible says, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. He's not talking about water baptism here. He's talking about being baptized into Christ. That's being born again. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Because we are immersed in Christ. We have put on Christ. Because we are inside Christ. That's what John meant when he said, you are in God and God in you, praise the Lord. Now he says, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither, see, you have put on Christ. You cannot be Igbo anymore. You cannot be Yoruba anymore. You cannot be Hausa anymore. No, no, 1,000 times, no. You have put on Christ. Hallelujah. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither born nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ. Hallelujah. If ye belong to Christ, that's what he's talking about. If ye belong to Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed. And therefore what? Heirs according to the promise. I found out I'm an heir. If ye are Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed. See, when you find out that you are Abraham's seed, you no longer go like this. You square up. You chin up. Hallelujah. Chest out. You have found out your roots. Now you have dignity, self-worth, self-value. Sure, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks you are. What matters is what you think you are. I'm what God says I am. Hallelujah. Now I know me. I'm an heir. I'm a prince of power with God. Isaac didn't have any sense. He brought that boy out and called him Jacob. By the time the boy came out, he became a swindler. Because that's the meaning of his name, Jacob. Swindler, fast guy, 419. That's him. That's him. That's Jacob. And every time, you know, Jacob, he became a rascal. He was just going around. He said, I'm Jacob. Every time he said, I'm Jacob. And he said, Jacob. Jacob. And he lived a Jacobish life. You see it? But the day God met him, the Bible says a man wrestled with Jacob all night long. It was the Holy Ghost. By the time he found out, the Lord wanted to leave. And he said, no, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. He held on to the Lord. And he said, let me go. It's the breaking of day. I've got to go. The Lord said, I've got to go. Jacob said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. See, I can bless you. See, I may be close to you. Hey, you've got to get this. This is so important. You can be in the very presence of God and never understand and flow in the blessing of God. It matters what your name is. What do you answer? Who do you say you are?
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life from this day. I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0803-571-4362 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Maiduguri, off Dambor Road, opposite CBN Quarters, beside NNPC Depot, Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., and Fridays, 5 p.m. for prayer meetings. Thank you for joining us today. This message is titled, An Inheritance for You. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.